You're a very brave man. You were against the communists, you're against Putin, but in our vision or in our perspective from here, there are a few in Russia like you. Why is it happening? Can you explain to us why this tyrant is not overthrown by the people in Russia?
Ooh. You could have asked the same question about Hitler or about Stalin or about Ceausescu. This is, we all have this experience. At certain point, it's very difficult to, almost impossible, to overthrow a tyrant without foreign intervention. Not direct intervention, but events. Ceausescu was overthrown by Romanians, but in 1989, when the whole Soviet empire collapsed, when the communism was, you know, just was defeated. Soviet Union ceased to exist less than 3 years after Soviet troops left Afghanistan, recognizing the defeat. It was not a stampede. It was not, you know, total disaster as Americans in Vietnam, but it still was a defeat. I think that Russians will recognize the sad reality of Russia today and will see no other choice but to rise when war is lost. Military defeat is the best medicine to cure national illusions and fantasies. And I believe that the moment Ukrainian troops enter Crimea and economic sanctions will cripple Russian economy, you will see a different Russia and a very different mood of Russian people.